Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. Hi guys, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, en direct ce soir avec nous sur 213 Rock on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio, nous avons P et Jared, notamment du groupe Lord of the Lost. J'espère que, en tout cas, vous passez une excellente soirée parce que nous, on va passer un grand moment. Il y a un gros album, il y a une interview à préparer, il y a un gros album. Il y a deux personnes extra en direct avec nous ce soir pour nous présenter l'album certainement de cet été qui sortira le 2 juillet prochain, qui s'appellera Judas. Guys, I said the new album is coming on the on 2nd of July. It will be really huge, and the name will be Judah.
You're very much correct.
Bonsoir, you are correct.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so guys, the first question is, I have the impression that we are getting out of this pandemic situation, that our lives are getting back of the good way step by step. Do you think that?
Well, we're optimistic right now. I mean, things are looking good. Things, you know, are... Things are making progress in a way, so yeah, I think.
I'm very optimistic about it. I mean, it also comes together with summer. That mood is a bit lifted, and due to the temperatures outside, the virus actually isn't able to survive that good. But apart from that, as Jared said, we are making progress on every front here. So yeah, it's going upwards.
Ouais, effectivement, quand nos vies vont reprendre, effectivement, que ça, enfin cette histoire, elle se termine. J'espère qu'en tout cas, vous avez profité pour essayer de vous faire vacciner. Ça, c'est très important. Ça, c'est le message qu'on fait passer aussi. La vie est en train de revenir step by step. On reprend son cours. Effectivement, ces deux dernières années ont été quand même assez dures pour tout le monde, mais on a survécu. Ça y est, on arrive. La musique, elle arrive. Les albums, ils arrivent. Les groupes, ils arrivent. Ça va commencer à tourner. Il y a beaucoup de choses à dire, quoi. And during this period of a confinement lockdown, you work very hard to get this beautiful new album.
Well, yeah,
you could say so.
We did, yes.
I mean, we very much made use of the time we had at our hands. So we were able. We were actually able to think everything through to make sure that everything is perfect with that album, because also it's a very important album to us to come out of that situation and to actually release it during that global situation. And with every album that you get from us, you get a complete new thing that you didn't expect. Mm-hmm. So we really put our time and efforts into it.
Alors oui, effectivement, durant cette période de confinement, ils ont travaillé très dur pour cet album. Ils voulaient que tout soit parfait. Ça c'est l'élément essentiel, l'élément clé. Il fallait que tout soit parfait. Et effectivement, ils ont fait quelque chose de qui approche la perfection, parce que l'artwork, ensuite, donc tout le côté visuel, la musique, il y a 24 titres. 24 tracks, c'est énorme. Ce qu'ils ont fait, c'est un boulot de malade. Là où d'autres groupes font 12 titres, eux, ils en ont fait 24. Ils ont vraiment mis à contribution ce temps qui leur a été permis à cause de ce Covid. Ils ont mis vraiment ce temps à contribution et ils ont fait un gros travail, quoi. And I think this new album, it will be a very nice gift for all your fans located in many countries who follow you since a long time.
Well, at least we hope so, that it's going to be received like that.
Ouais.
that was our goal.
With every new album, of course, and especially if you develop as a band, as artists, there's always that risk that people that know your band for a long time and that follow your music for a long time, or they don't, you might also, you have the risk of disappointing people. And if, for example, if there's, or I look at it as a fan of a band for a long time, when a band doesn't do what you thought that they would do and you don't like it, you almost feel betrayed.
which is nice. Betrayal with Judas.
Makes sense.
We're not striving to betray
anyone. No, we're not striving to betray anyone, but I can also say that we are 100% happy with the album, and we can't wait for all of you to hear it. So
Ouais, ils sont très impatients, hein, pour résumer, ils sont très impatients d'avoir les réactions de leurs fans concernant l'album au complet. Je vous dis, il y a 24 titres, c'est un truc de fou, quoi. Ils ont fait vraiment un gros disque et ils le savent, hein, ils ont travaillé énormément et sur tous les aspects aussi, il y a les clips, etc., quoi. And the album starts with the track Priest, your first single available on the social networks since last April. And it has been listened and seen 500,000 times and the reaction your fans were huge, you know that?
We're quite aware of that. I mean, we're, I know it sounds braggy, but we are actually having an eye on the, like, on the YouTube counter and the Spotify counters almost every day, because we are absolutely curious to find out how the reactions are, how well it's going to be received, or how not well for that matter.
Yeah.
But we are very, very pleased with what we see and how the reactions are, the comments, the view counts, the messages we get. So this is, I might dare say, it went a bit above our expectations.
Yes, it did. And it's not to say that we are hung up on numbers or anything. It's just that we are curious, because it's also a way of scaling, right? So
it shows you where you are or where you're at.
Yeah.
And we, of course, we need to know that.
Yeah.
Ouais, effectivement quoi, ils suivent, hein, l'actualité sur les réseaux sociaux. Alors oui, effectivement, au départ ils ont pas trop suivi parce qu'ils ont vraiment chargé beaucoup de travail, mais c'est par la suite qu'ils ont compris que là il y a quelque chose qui se passe. C'est énorme quoi. And you know what, here are some good statements for your fans. Someone said, God, this is the real Priest and each clip are a real movie. Thank you very much. Another one said, I totally loved Lord of the Lost. These guys are blessed with the supernatural talent and powers voice of the Chris. Just wow. Another one said, just give them the Metal Grammy Award immediately. Okay. It's crazy, isn't it?
I read that comment.
Crazy. Where's our Grammy at?
Yeah, where's our Grammy at? No, there has also been there's also been the comment. Oh great, another evil clown metal band. Oui, and I think that's the most funny one.
Ouais, vous avez entendu, hein, les phrases notamment qui sont à peu près inscrites notamment sur les réseaux sociaux des groupes. Il y en a même un qui a dit donner tout de suite un Metal Grammy Award immediately quoi. Tellement que effectivement les singles ils ont bien percuté les gens, en tout cas les fans, ils sont très heureux quoi. And for the first listening, I was surprised by the production and the mix, and I thought for the few minutes that was at the cinema with the THX Dolby surround system. I mean about the first time when I listened to Priest, the first tracks of the album.
I mean, already the intro with those cinematic drums, it gives you the impression of, you know, that those war movies where basically the war is over and the battlefield lies there calm, very calm, and the drums start and then the ethereal singing starts. It's very, very cinematic, and
yes,
I think it creates a lot of pictures in your head, and it was actually part of our goal with Judas, was creating kind of a movie for your ears.
Ils ont vraiment le sentiment d'avoir créé une production cinématographique. Je vous dis, hein, à l'écoute du titre Priest, déjà dès le départ, on sent tout de suite qu'on plonge dans un gros son, hein. J'ai comparé ça avec un THX Dolby System Surround au cinéma. Et puis, c'est cinématique. Ils ont vraiment créé des images. C'est vraiment beau. C'est très, très beau. Et je vous le dis et je vous le répète, la production, elle est énorme. I said the production is really huge because the image of the clip video are very pretty and there is a big emotional work which surround all the really.
Well, thank you very much. That was what we were going for.
Yeah.
Yeah, and is true that a part of the video of Priest was shot at Einhorn Wall?
You mean what could be translated as the Unicorn Cave, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Unicorn Cave, yes. In Germany, in August 2020.
Exactly. Well, you've done your research.
You read the credits.
Yeah, I researched that. Yes, of course. Yeah, I take my information.
Very nice. We found out about that place and luckily got a chance to actually shoot there, and it was amazing. The site was amazing. The temperature wasn't particularly, because it was like constantly 7 degrees Celsius.
And our idea was, because you never know during a pandemic when you can shoot, and also with that concept, mainly taking part outside, you can't film videos in winter with those costumes because it's way too cold.
You're just going to die.
So we had to film this in summer, thinking of filming in places where it's kind of warm and you can run around and in those costumes. For example, our actress Xilana, she had that sleeveless dress all the time on herself. And then we get to the unicorn cave in summer, thinking okay. It's warm. Go in there, it's 7 degrees Celsius.
Ok. Alors oui, effectivement, une partie de la vidéo Priest hein, a été tournée donc dans. Alors je vais le dire en allemand déjà pour commencer. C'est Einhornwallus qui signifie en français donc une cave, une grotte, la licorne. Voilà, les grottes de la licorne du côté de l'Allemagne. Donc ça a été enregistré en août. Donc effectivement, au départ, ils voulaient peut-être le faire en hiver, mais avec les situations concernant la pandémie, donc ils l'ont fait et en même temps l'hiver parce qu'il fait vraiment froid là-bas à cette période-là. Donc ils l'ont tourné en août avec des conditions climatiques beaucoup plus soutenables et donc effectivement ils ont pu réaliser certaines parties, c'est vraiment très joli. D'ailleurs sur la page Facebook 213 Rock, vous avez Myriam a intéressamment dû mettre le clip vidéo Priest qui est vraiment très très beau, très joli quoi, en tout cas quoi. And a week ago a single track was released from They Know Not What They Do. The clip will reach 200,000 views on 1 week. Congratulations. Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful track because there is some love, sensitivity, passion, face and a lot of imagination.
Had a lot of choir.
Yes, that's right.
A beautiful, I would say, boys choir, but, well, they were all grown-up people. So.
Men and women.
Right.
Thanks for the compliment. It's
sensitivity.
The single, there will also be album comes. Who knows?
Okay. No, I said just, this song is very, I think there is some love. Some good sentiment like love, sensitivity, passion, face, and imagination, I said, because it's very important, these songs. This is your second single.
Right.
Hello.
I was still there.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure if I got the question.
My question is very easy. It's about the song, about the new single song from They Know Not What They Do. I said the track means love, sensitivity, passion, face, and a lot of imagination, I said.
Yeah, I think that's...
Well, that's one way to put it, of course.
It's fair to say.
It's always nice. There's a song coming out and you have your ideas in mind and what it should express, but obviously there's no right way to put it because there's always room for interpretation. And with every form of art, there's interpretation, room for interpretation. And same goes for Priest, for They Know Not What They Do, and for basically the whole album of Judas.
Mm-hmm. Oui, effectivement, il y a des thèmes hein, qui sont élaborés autour de cet album, notamment donc Judas. Je vous l'ai dit dans ma question, il y avait de l'amour, il y avait de la sensibilité, il y a de la passion, de la foi et aussi beaucoup d'imagination. Et tout reste, tout ça, c'est entouré d'un côté d'un clip très cinématographique. Voilà, ça, c'est vraiment l'esprit en tout cas de ce nouveau single en sortie il y a une semaine déjà, il approche les 200 000 vues, c'est incroyable quoi. And the new album Judas is a double album divided in two conceptual parts, Damnation and Salvation, with a total track of 20 tracks. It's crazy. 20 tracks. Nobody offers 20 tracks of their fans these days. Only you.
Might I say 24?
24. I apologize. Tracks. 24. That's right.
Right. Well, we thought, well, actually, we didn't think like, should we do it or should we not? We actually thought, let's just do it. We thought a story like that deserves to be, to be told elaborately in a way.
Right.
So it needed space and we wanted to give it that space. So we went into songwriting right away with the idea, let's make a double album. And, well, that happened.
Well, that happened, yeah. And that's not because we think that every album has to have that amount of songs. It's just, as you said, Jared, that topic lends itself to the sheer amount of tracks that we have on there. And we also have the space for instrumentals. We have the space for an a cappella. But we're never losing the red line or are leaving the topic. So if it wasn't for this whole concept, maybe this album wouldn't have been a double album. But we wanted a double album with that concept, and that's what we...
Ouais, alors effectivement, 24 titres, ils avaient besoin d'espace, beaucoup d'espace pour placer leur inspiration et c'est arrivé quoi. Et les sujets comme ça à l'intérieur, ils avaient besoin aussi, il y a beaucoup d'instrumental, il y a beaucoup d'a cappella et c'est ça, c'est pour ça qu'il y a 24 titres, ils voulaient tout mettre. Dès le départ, ils ont décidé, on va faire deux albums, Damnation et Salvation. Hein, donc 24 titres, 24 tracks, c'est incroyable. À l'heure actuelle, personne ne propose un double album comme ça, 24 titres, non, j'en ai pas vu beaucoup en tout cas ces temps-ci. Il y a que Lord of the Lost qui propose 24 titres. Donc l'album, je rappelle, il sortira le 2 juillet prochain et c'est incroyable quoi. Il y a vraiment de très très beaux titres. J'ai pu écouter ce disque cet après-midi. Il y a c'est varié, hein. C'est très très varié toi. And all the tracks take the listeners to the heart of the conflict has been going of a thousand years, which is the struggle between the good and evil.
It's not to a certain extent it does that. It's not only good and evil. It's a part of that, obviously, of course.
Okay.
It's not only good and evil. It's not only those two extremes, you know. Between two extremes, for example, good and evil, or left and right, or whatever, or for that matter, Judas the betrayer, or Judas the savior, actually, because what if he wouldn't have betrayed Jesus? Jesus wouldn't have been crucified in Christianity, wouldn't have been the salvation. So there's those two extremes, and there's a lot of room for discussion and interpretation in between those two extremes. The gray areas is what we've explored on that album, and in those gray areas there is a lot of things being said about relationships between one another, about emotions in between one another. So it's not only good and evil, but certainly part of that, yeah.
Ok, ce n'est pas vraiment. Alors effectivement, ma question a été concernant le bien, une rencontre entre le bien et le mal. Non, pas du tout. Avec le priest, donc il plonge au cœur de l'univers d'un visuel destiné à transmettre l'émotion fondamentale. Voilà, c'est ça concernant le prochain album Judas. Et en même temps, c'est accompagné d'une histoire qui laisse place à de nombreuses interprétations, tout en gardant une finalité du concept de l'album. Et en même temps, donc il y a une tension émotionnelle de la figure Judas Iscariote, je le traduis en français, et avec le rôle qui apparaîtra également. Il parle aussi de Jésus-Christ, etc. Donc il y a c'est pas une rencontre entre le bien et le mal, c'est une autre genèse quoi, en fait quoi. Voilà, c'est vraiment là-dessus. Et d'ailleurs à l'intérieur de l'album il y a d'autres, ça contient même une citation qui est largement délibérée au sein de cet album, et il y a même un message à l'intérieur quoi. Je vous laisserai découvrir ça en tout cas le 2 juillet. Ça sera vraiment très beau disque, je vous le dis, c'est vraiment vraiment un très très beau disque. And which also the state of mind of the artwork of your album, the relationship between the black and white.
Well, yeah, the relationship between is the same thing. It's those limitations, you know. It's the black and the white. But that's those two artworks for those two sides, but actually the content of songs is the gray areas in between black and white, if you'd like to look at it like that. So, obviously there's also some meaning behind Salvation being the bright side of the album, and Damnation being the dark side. For one, because they are so contrary to each other in looks, so they portray the extremes. They serve the purpose of being the visual concept of the album. And also, although we didn't write songs with, oh, that's for Damnation, or that's for Salvation in mind, we were able to assign them. Yeah, to assign them afterwards to a certain side. So maybe it was subconscious.
I think so.
Avec subconscious. Okay. Donc alors effectivement il y a cet état d'esprit concernant l'album et la pochette aussi. Il y a une relation entre musicale et la pochette qui est aussi un côté black and white, la lumière, le dark side, l'état d'esprit. Il y a beaucoup de choses à l'intérieur. Donc tout le concept de l'album, ils l'ont aussi posé sur l'artwork qui est très joli, qui paraît simple hein, comme ça. En fait il y a énormément de codes à l'intérieur, et simplement en écoutant la musique vous allez découvrir tous les détails qui vont vous apparaître en regardant la pochette. Et elle est vraiment très très belle quoi. On y voit donc des visages, on y voit un visage à côté à gauche en black avec un œil, et à l'autre côté en noir, et là c'est très très beau. Enfin c'est très beau quoi. Je trouve que l'artwork est très réussi, et je vous rappelle donc cet album il sortira le 2 juillet prochain. Il s'appellera Judas, et donc voici le track listing concernant Damnation. Ça démarre avec Priest, en 2 For They Know Not What They Do, en 3 Your Star Has Led Your Astray, ensuite Born With A Broken Heart, en 5 The 13 14, en 6, In the Field of Blood, en 7, Thousand Years of Pyre, en 8, Death is Just Kiss Away, en 9, The Heart is a Traitor, en 10, Euphoria, en 11, Be Still and Know, en 12, The Death of All Colors, ensuite le CD numéro 2, Salvation, The Gospel of Judas, en 2, Viva Vendetta, en 3, Argent, en 4, ou Argent, en 4, The Heartbeat of the Devil, and en 5, And It Was a Night, en 6, My Constellation, en 7, The Ashes of Flower, en 8, Iscariot, en 9, A War Within, en 10, A World Where Belong, en 11, Apocatastasis, sorry for my accent, en 12, Work of Salvation. Voilà, en direct avec nous, P. Stoffers en direct et Jared qui sont en direct avec nous du groupe Lord of the Lost. Please, guys, when are you will be on tour?
Well, hopefully as soon as possible, really. We can't tell because we really don't know.
No show yet? No show but, next at this moment?
I mean, we do have some things planned, like which have already been published, like a couple of dates in Russia and one festival in Ukraine. But other than that, we can't really say when we're gonna come on a proper tour in order to promote the album. It's really, there are plans, but we can't say for sure.
Yeah.
That's the whole problem which is going on.
Ok, donc pour les voir en tournée, pour l'instant, c'est en train d'être booké, c'est en train de travailler. Pour l'instant, ce dont ils peuvent être certains, c'est en Russie et en Ukraine. Ça va être aussi important, quoi. And do you have a message for your fan club, which follow you every day, and the listeners tonight who are listening to you at this moment?
Well, basically, we have to say thank you for ongoing support, because the last 1.5 years where we were busy making an album but weren't actually able to do our job as also live musicians that belong on a stage, what actually held us up there and kept us going, kept us afloat, was the fans.
Right.
Because in any kind of supportive way, whether it is financially sharing our posts and videos and songs with other people, or just staying connected through social media or wherever. So thank you. Yeah. And also for people listening, thank you, because I'm certain you're one of those people and we can't wait to play for you in the future.
Ok, l'album Judas sera disponible dans les formats en édition limitée avec un coffret de luxe comprenant donc des media books, des singles, des CD. Il y aura aussi des doubles cassettes limitées à 100 copies. Il y aura d'autres versions disponibles à 500 copies. Il y aura un coffret avec deux LP, vinyle noir et un autre vinyle, et puis les albums en numérique. Donc il y aura beaucoup d'éditions limitées. Ça, c'est canon. Vous pouvez aussi retrouver le groupe sur leur website loveofthelost.de, sur leur page Facebook, sur la page Instagram, sur leur page Twitter aussi, et aussi via le site Napalm Records. Guys, thank you very much for this live interview, and the last question. Do you have a message for our partner Miriam? Because today she sent me 15 messages, something like that, just for to say hello to you. Her name is Miriam.
Well, I think we could just include her, of course, just as much as in the messages that P just sent out to everyone who stayed loyal and supportive to us. So thank you, Miriam, in particular, for staying with us. Thank you for, just thank you.
Yeah, and Miriam, I hope you are doing well. I hope you are healthy, and all of your loved ones are healthy as well. And maybe someday, if I'm not mistaken, from Tunisia, right?
Oh, nice country. Really nice country. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So maybe we'll play in Tunisia one day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cross my finger for that. Thank you very much. Hope to see you
next time,
okay? And tout de suite, on continue en musique avec le second single sorti il y a une semaine, Lord of the Lost. Je rappelle l'album Judas, le 2 juillet, il sera disponible. Voici tout de suite le single For They Know Not What They Do sur 213 Rock on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio.